Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking to make a podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First off, it's free. Nothing is better than free. Am I right? Anchor provides creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, which is very refreshing for very fresh, new podcasts looking to get their start. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome back to the Swamp, my friends. Today we are once again going to be covering some creepy and unexplained stories sent in by viewers just like you. As always, if you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it's an unexplained story or something else, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this show going. Now, let's get into these creepy and downright unexplainable stories that'll keep you up tonight. I hope you all are being safe during this time of crisis, and I hope everybody's quarantines aren't making them go too crazy. I'm trying to upload a lot more right now just so you guys have something to watch. Be safe, guys. I had an experience when I was young. It could just have been my imagination, most likely, but I find it strange that I can remember it so well. When I was 7, I was out in the field playing with the new baby goats, and out of nowhere, I see this blackish orb. It was larger than a basketball. I didn't feel frightened, and the goats had no reaction, as far as I can remember anyway. I said hello, and it responded, "Do you want to be friends?" I said yes and asked its name. That's when I had a sudden feeling of uneasiness. It responded, "You can never know my name." I said, "Okay, can I give you a pretend name?" It became even angrier and yelled, "No, and you can never see me again." And just like that, it was gone. I felt so horrible inside, like I had lost something, and ran back to the house crying. I even begged for it to come back, and it never did. The emotions that came off flipped so fast. I feel like I did something wrong and cried for it to come back for days. I haven't had any other experiences like that or really anything paranormal that I couldn't explain away. I never found out what else it could have been other than maybe my imagination. This happened in Stover, Missouri. I hope it's not too short. It happened so fast and so long ago, and to this day, I still have not been able to find anyone else with a similar story. It would be nice to know what it was, and if it was not my imagination. Well, here goes. I love your stories. I listen to you all the time and have never posted my own. Only my family knows about it. I will try to go back and start at the beginning. I have always had an interest in the paranormal, but really got into it after these creepy and strange things happened. My husband and I have a young daughter. It started when she was very young, around 2 to 3 years old. Our daughter started acting strangely. What I mean by that is being scared to be in our room or her room, pointing at the wall one day, out of nowhere, while she was playing and saying, "Dead baby." Her eyes got wide and she began screaming. I picked her up and said, "It's okay, nothing is there," but she kept screaming and pointing at the wall. She just kept saying, "Dead baby." I could see it in her eyes as she was terrified. Our daughter often sat in our bed, staring at a corner of the wall while our dog jumped on our bed and started to bark at that same corner. It got so bad that one night while laying down to put her to bed, she starts pointing at the closet door, saying, "Scary man," and we ask her, "What do you mean? What do you see there?" While also trying to comfort her at the same time. She says she sees a scary man who has red eyes and sharp teeth, and she starts screaming. She kept saying, "No, my daddy," and just got so upset as we did. So we just tried to leave. She was so scared, it took a long time to calm her down. Small things started to happen to me as well. I could feel someone tap me on my shoulder while I'm alone in the house and turn around to find nothing there while in bed, and one time I felt something or someone touch my lower back and didn't see anyone at all. My husband was sound asleep, so there was no way he was able to do that and not move without me feeling or seeing him. One day in the middle of the day, I heard a growling sound in my ear which really freaked me out. We ended up moving and things seemed to get better and stay better for a few years until this past week. My daughter is now 11 and she tells me she's been seeing a dark shadow moving back and forth at her doorway during the night and our dog was sleeping with her and started growling at it. She says she can't see a face, just a dark shadow, and that it is very tall. She shows me at the wall how tall it would be, which would be about 6 feet tall, at the very least. I really don't know what this is or what to do. I want to help her, but don't know how, and she's terrified at night now. She's seen it 2 times this week, and I just have this constant feeling of always being watched and worried to leave my daughter alone in her room. It's just a gut feeling that keeps telling me we are not safe and to stay close to my daughter. Anyone who knows what this could be or how to help, please, please share it in the comments down below. This doesn't happen to me often, but when it does, it's terrifying. Right around when I turned 13, I started experiencing extreme amounts of stress. Well, a whole hell of a lot more than a 13-year-old should. Around that time, I would procrastinate by drawing or painting, which is probably why I've taken up drawing now, so I could avoid sleeping. I don't know why, but I've always dreaded sleeping. Anyways, one night I dozed off while sitting, propped up in the corner of my bed. I had slow, aesthetic music playing, and it was raining outside, so everything was calming. I rarely got moments like that, so the pencil began to slip out of my hand, and my eyes finally closed. I was so tired, more than I had realized. I could still hear the music playing, slow and soft. It gradually got quieter and fainter as I drifted off into my calming little paradise. Before I could even start dreaming, after that day I didn't dream anymore, my eyes bolted open. It seemed so much colder than it had been when I had fallen asleep. Maybe my AC cut on or something. I kept blinking my eyes to adjust them, and I realized my earbuds were still in. I reached up to take them out, and I realized I couldn't move my arm. It was completely numb. I tried sitting up. It was like my body was superglued to my bed. I was paralyzed. I screamed for my dad, only no noise came out. By the third time I said his name, my light started blinking rapidly. I was trapped in what seemed like a reality. Then everything cut off. My entire house went dark. I thought the storm had gotten worse or something, but something was standing right outside the threshold of my room. I could only see it out of my peripheral vision due to the way I was laying, but I could put this on my life. It was a tall black oval creature, like an elongated orb, if that makes sense. I tried screaming until my chest felt like it could burst. After I stopped, the thing filled my entire room, and I couldn't see anymore. I could feel something gripping my shoulder. The grip got increasingly more tight and painful, until I just couldn't bear it anymore. I screamed. There was a noise this time. Immediately I woke up. I naturally reached for my shoulder. There wasn't anything there. I scrambled out of bed and bolted to the living room. The power in the house wasn't out. Everything was normal. My dad was in his chair and my sister was doing TikToks, Back then it was called Musical.ly. I started telling my dad and, you know, I started crying. He looked at me and told me that my stress had really gotten to me, that what I experienced was all just a dream. It just seemed shockingly real. I was so shaken up. I went into my room and started drawing again. After a while, I got tired of that, so I felt like taking a shower and watching YouTube until my mom got home. I went to the bathroom and opened the cabinet to get a washcloth. When I did, a sharp pain pierced my shoulder. I took off my shirt and looked in the mirror. I swear, on everything, even if no one believes me, there was one tiny oval bruise on the front of my right shoulder. And on the back, there were four ovals, like a hand had grabbed my shoulder and squeezed. I started crying. Regardless, I took a shower and watched YouTube to distract myself all night. Dreams are some weird things, man. So I have a question, and I'm wondering if anyone knows what this could be or if they have had an experience with a similar thing. This has been going on for about 2 years now. My girlfriend and I started renting this house. There was this room in the basement, and when you would walk into the room, you would immediately feel this dark presence and heavy weight on your chest, and it felt like something was standing beside you watching. There was a feeling of sadness and anger. So about a week goes by, and all is good until one night, around 2 a.m, my girlfriend woke me up screaming and asking if I had seen the man leaning over the top of me. I said, "What do you mean? No one is here." And I kind of shook it off and went back to sleep. In the morning, she talked to me about it and told me it was a tall man around 6'7 or 6'9 and had a really skinny body type and was all black and had long fingers. Legs and arms were all she could see. The face was kind of hidden, but she could see orange eyes and a large mouth. She said, when he was looking at you, its mouth was open a bit, and it looked angry with you, and she could feel the anger and weight on her chest. It was like we were in harm's way, and when she screamed, she said it sank into the foot of the bed. A couple of weeks go by, and nothing has happened until one day. I was at home at around 7 p.m. waiting for my girlfriend to get home from the gym, and heard something crash down in the basement. So I had gotten up to take a look, and I had come around the corner at where the top of the stairs are, and as soon as I hit the corner, I felt this weight on my chest and this dark, sad, angry presence. It was the same one I felt in the room that day. I rushed down the stairs, and on the second step from the bottom, the man she had described to me was standing there, watching me, and I froze. He continued to look at me like he wanted to hurt me. He took one step and sank into the stairs, and I called my girlfriend and told her to come home and we needed to talk. So we ended up moving shortly after out of the province for a job opportunity I had received, and everything was normal and all right until a couple of days ago when my girlfriend got sick and was admitted into a hospital for a night. When I picked her up, she was crying and I asked her what was wrong. She told me the man was standing at the end of the bed looking at her, but it didn't look angry. She said it was smiling, and said in a soul-piercing voice, "Mine," then disappeared when the nurse came in. Does anyone know what this could be, or who this could be, and why it came after her after so long? What does it want with my girlfriend and me? I have so many questions, and no answers.
Hello, Swamp Dweller. I've been following your stories for a long time, which have always intrigued me because of my own encounters with paranormal or weird events in my life. It might surprise you that I live a world away in Africa, but I believe these things happen everywhere. I am an artist by profession and a young girl. I lived and worked in the city of Douala in Cameroon, West Africa, which was okay for work and interesting nightlife. But I always longed for peaceful weekends with my sister who lived about 90 kilometers away, on the slopes of Mount Fako, the second highest mountain in Africa.
I usually left very early Saturday morning so that I could spend the better part of the weekend with her and her baby daughter, who was about 1.5 at the time. On this particular weekend, however, I decided to leave right after work on a Friday, so I packed a bag and took it into work with me. At about 6 p.m., the bus left the station and headed out of town. As we crossed the first bridge at the Wari River, we were flagged down by a very pretty young woman wearing a bright pink dress. This is common practice in this part of the world, and if the bus is not full, the driver picks up passengers along the way. The driver pulled over and informed the lady that there was no space on the bus. She pleaded with him, insisting that she had to get to mile 14 urgently. Mile 14 is a little settlement 14 miles from this area. I was, by the way, sitting next to the driver and had a chance to get a good look at the lady close up, and she was absolutely stunning and could easily be a model for some high fashion magazine. I also took note that she did not have a handle bag or anything like that with her. Despite her pleas, we could not take her with us and continued on our way. We were driving pretty fast on the highway, and no other bus passed us on the way. 20 minutes later, we arrived at our last stop before the town. We were at a little town called Mutagene. As half of the passengers got off the bus, I glanced over to the side of the road. At a little roadside cafe sat the lady in pink, emptying a bottle of soda. I was so stunned that I don't remember her getting up or coming over to the bus. Once more, she asked if she could get a ride to mile 14. This time, the driver said yes, because obviously the bus was half empty. As she got on and sat down, I looked over at the driver, who looked somewhat dazed. We drove on for another 20 minutes until we were about a mile away from mile 14, when the lady begged for the driver to let her off. He obliged and she got off and strolled away. What surprised me was that there were no houses or habitation of any kind in that area. Not even lights in the distance. She simply walked into the forest in pitch darkness and was gone. The driver and I looked at each other in bewilderment and drove on in silence. When we arrived at my destination, 2 miles later, I finally got the courage to ask the driver if he had the same experience I had just had. Was the lady in pink not the same lady we had seen at the bridge? How did she get to the bus stop before us? Why had she gotten off in the middle of nowhere in pitch darkness? Why did she not have a handbag or luggage? What kind of beautiful, sophisticated woman will be going off into the forest? The driver merely shook his head, saying, after driving this bus on this highway for 20 years, this is one of the strangest experiences he has ever had. Needless to say, from then on, I stuck to traveling on Saturday mornings. I just want to start off that I've been listening to your channel for a long time and thought it was time to send it a few stories that happened to me as a child growing up. I live in a really old house that was built sometime in the 1900s. Being a psychic and having the ability to know that there is a spirit was never easy. Having those abilities got me in trouble throughout the years. The story I'm telling is a weird one. This happened when the movie The Exorcism of Emily Rose had come out. My best friend at the time and I were sitting in my bedroom with the lights off. The hallway light was on, and we had a couple of candles lit. It was not a school night, so we were staying up late and watching the movie, and we didn't know what time it was. My friend looked over at me and asked if I saw something walk through the hallway, and I looked at her and said, "No, I didn't. I don't know what you're talking about." I didn't see anything, but as I was saying that to her, I turned ghostly white from what appeared. I saw a hooded figure's shadow walk right past my door, and as soon as that happened, the flames from the candle went to the ceiling and then went out. I turned on my light and looked at the ceiling, and there were no marks whatsoever. My friend and I were at a loss for words. We looked at each other before looking at the clock, realizing that it's time to go to bed. The next day, my friend left, and I was cleaning the house like I'm supposed to do. That's when we noticed my stepdad at the time left out a neon yellow crowbar in the middle of the walkway. I saw it there and moved it because we had a funny thing about where he puts his tools. Later that night, walking through the living room, the crowbar was in the walkway once again. Looking down to make sure I didn't kick it, I noticed it was suddenly gone. Starting to freak out because I had no clue what a yellow neon crowbar would be doing disappearing and moving by itself. The craziest thing is that it stayed gone for about 2 whole months and we searched the whole house and no one could find it, until one day it just reappeared right where it last was. This was super creepy and really freaked me out.
When I was younger, my room used to be an office that my parents worked in. So my father said one day, I came into the office and looked up at the ceiling and said, "Hello, Papa." Now it might not seem strange, but the strange thing is my grandfather is dead, and the other ones are states away. So both my parents loved watching horror movies, and I would watch with them, and there were these two movies that scared me. Rings, and I can't really remember the other one. The thing that creeped me out the most was that I would hear my name being called all the time. It got so annoying. It would just happen out of nowhere, and with no reason. My parents swear they didn't call my name, or the other people I asked. Also, right before I went to bed, I would look at my grandmother's room, and this only happened when she was asleep in there. I would see something. Yet, when I went in to check in on her to make sure there was nothing there, there was nothing there. Maybe it was an animal or something, I don't know. So when I started living in a room that used to be the office, there was a window behind my bed. When the lights were turned off, the door was closed, and there was nobody in the room. I would see a girl's face just staring at me through the window, so I thought it was my imagination. It wasn't. I got up one night to go get some food. See, if you want to go to the kitchen from the room, you have to go through the living room. So when I walked out of my bedroom and turned to go to the kitchen, I saw right between the living room and the kitchen, the girl was at my window staring at me. I ran into my grandmother's room immediately. I jumped on her chair and grabbed a blanket from behind it. See, there is also a window in my grandmother's room, but bigger. So I saw some movement from outside, and I saw the same girl. I looked back and there she was again, in the same spot she was when I looked at her from the kitchen. I started crying and screaming, but not a loud scream, a very low scream. My grandmother woke up and calmed me down. She asked me what was wrong, and I told her the whole story. But before this whole entire thing was happening, my stupid self thought it was a good idea to look into the darkness and say hi to something that I did not know what it was. I said, "Do you want to be friends?" I'm not normally like that because I have no friends, and I get bullied a lot. So I can say that was karma for doing something stupid like that. I can't blame myself, though, because I was very curious. I really don't know what this thing was. This story takes place in Northern Europe when I was just 13 years old. It was a pretty normal day, school had just ended and I was walking down the street to the music school, which was not too far away. Along the street, there was a fence between the road and the kindergarten. For most of my walk, I had been looking down and not really paying attention to the people passing me. But for some reason, while I was passing the fence, I decided to look up and noticed a strange-looking man walking in front of me. He was wearing a white and dirt sweater and blue baggy jeans. Suddenly, he stopped in front of some bushes close to the fence. Then he picked some of the snowberries which apparently was growing on them. A few seconds later, he turned to the fence and looked up at a tree that was hanging a bit over, which some kid was sitting in. Then, while smiling creepily, he began talking to the kid in this deep voice. He was trying to get the kid, which looked to be no older than 5, to eat the berries he had picked. I pretty quickly caught on to what he was doing, but I didn't really know what to do, so I just moved a little closer to the man without him noticing, and I started shaking my head. I was trying to signal to the kid not to take the berries. Now, the kid just looked confused and started looking at me, but I didn't dare say anything because I was pretty scared of the man. About 30 seconds later, the man gave up and moved on. I didn't really know what to do, and for some reason, my 13-year-old self didn't think of telling anyone of what happened. Was it disturbing?
Sure it was, but I had things to do, so at the time, I didn't think much of it. Now that I think about it, I find it really disturbing that this man would try to poison an innocent kid for no reason. First of all, this didn't happen to me. It happened to my dad, and he likes to tell me this story every time he gets the chance. He said he was about 17 years old, which means this happened in the 60s or 70s. Anyway, my dad and his friend had gone to a cabin they knew about for a week or so, to see if it would be a good place to survive off the land during the summer. I remember him telling me that it was in Nevada or something in that general area. They saw a lot of typical wildlife of the area, and they had a pretty great time. They could swim the river, search for food, and go hunting and rock climbing. One night it was particularly clear out, since it was the full moon. My dad said they had heard something strange coming from some area near where they were camping. This all happened around sunset. Something sounded like some weird animal call, and then someone clanking some sticks together against a tree. They didn't think too much of it because, you know, there were other cabins where they were staying. Later that night, he and his friend went out to grab some firewood from the woodpile in the back of the cabin. The woodpile was close to the tree line of the forest, so they had to walk across an open area of about 40 feet to get to it. However, as soon as they both rounded the corner, they froze. Leaning up against the woodpile was a large creature. It was easily 7 feet tall, and just casually leaning against the woodpile, making it shift slightly, and a few logs fell to the ground. It grunted as it rubbed its back against the tall woodpile, and then it turned to face them. The strange thing is, the creature was white. It had pale pink flesh. Its face and hands were all bright pink, and its eyes were also pink. They almost glowed in the moonlight. My dad first thought that it had to be a Yeti, but that didn't make any sense because there weren't any in that area. It doesn't even snow here. Both the teens froze as they were watching this thing, and that was blinking against the dull flashlight. Before my dad could do anything, his friend had taken off and was gone. Dad didn't know where he went. Dad didn't want to move. But when the creature turned and pushed over the woodpile as if it was displaying its power, Dad took off toward the cabin. He slammed the door as he went inside and realized he still didn't know where his friend was. He tried to gather his thoughts, but before he could leave, his friend rushed into the cabin and also slammed the door, locking it. Both of them pushed the couch up against it in a panic, although it was pretty obvious the creature showed no interest in getting into the cabin. My dad and his friend spent the night locked in a small closet upstairs, shaking in fear. They could hear the creature shuffling around outside, and it was worse when whenever it was started to clack some stuff against the porch. As soon as the first light appeared and the birds began to sing, they packed up, cutting their trip short of 4 days, and got out of there. I've never shared this story with anyone. I don't know why, but I think it's partly because I repress it, and partly because I know it sounds fake. Occasionally I reflect on it, and it still to this day gives me chills and freaks me out. It happened about 17 years ago. I was a kid growing up in a very rural area in North Carolina. I've heard lots of people share lots of strange stories about my area, but this is about the only thing I experienced that seemed truly unreal. I remember it had snowed a lot. It's the most snow we have ever experienced in that part of North Carolina, and it even knocked the power out for a few weeks. It was at this time I had my experience. It was about midday and I remember being at home, sitting on the floral pattern couch in our living room, and I was alone. I have no idea why I was alone, but I was. I remember suddenly feeling very uneasy, almost sick. I think I felt like curling up in a ball and hiding. For some reason, I peeked out the window to the front yard. It was deadly quiet and still outside. with no soul in sight. At that moment, I noticed movement off to my left. I focused on it, and I could only describe what I saw as the classic-looking Grim Reaper. It had a long, dark, shapeless sort of cloak. I saw no hands or feet, and couldn't see a face or anything, and it left no tracks in the snow behind it. I watched it essentially float slowly and silently into the woods behind my house. Mind you, the direction it went was basically into a large, endless, thick forest. It took a while for me to process what I saw, and while I still have no idea what exactly it was, I know that it was not normal. I can't rule out that maybe it was a hallucination or maybe my imagination. Maybe it's even a false memory or something. All I know is it looked so very real, and it felt very real. The memory is clearly ingrained in my brain, probably forever. Even now I'm feeling chills from recalling it. I wonder now, has anyone else ever seen anything like this? I suffer from no mental illness for the record, and this was before I had ever done drugs or alcohol. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed my story, as you're the first to know of it. I grew up in a rural area my entire life. Whether it was in beef farms in Tennessee or living in the middle of nowhere, Florida, I've done it all. Growing up without access to most commonalities we have grown accustomed to. Yeah, that's right. We had no internet, no TV, and yep, you guessed it, no cell phones. I know, the horror, right? I like to think of us as the last true generation before the internet age. Not to say dial-up wasn't around, but most of us at the time really didn't have access to it. But, honestly, it really wasn't all that bad outside of the long, boring summer days where we would be cooking alive in the fields. Living out in an old Civil War cabin in the middle of nowhere, Tennessee, definitely shilled out some interesting experiences. This story is going to be one of the many I may share. That is, if you all enjoy this. This story starts off like any other, really. It was a typical Friday night, and my brothers and I were home alone. Being as we didn't have much of anything to do to entertain ourselves, we began playing Manhunt in and around the house. Most of the time, we opted to stay indoors as it was pitch black outside. For a bit more context, our cabin was situated on top of a rather steep hill that had a long winding driveway running down it. Our cabin had a basement level, the main level, where most of the house was, and the upstairs that only had my room. We also had a back deck that was situated about 10 to 12 feet in the air, if I had to guess. Anyway, back to the story at hand. It was pitch black outside, and going much further than our front porch at night wasn't really going to happen. The game was fun, but was already getting pretty monotonous with the little room we had inside. At this point, I had the bright idea to wander off outside and hide on the roof to make the game more interesting. This would soon be one of my biggest regrets in life. At first, everything seemed fine. It was rather cold, as if it was nearing fall, and the weather was just starting to change. There was a slight breeze and the air was crisp and calming. After a few minutes of sitting up on the roof, something felt off though. I had been practically mesmerized by the sound of the crickets and cicadas. I realized though that all the noise had suddenly stopped. This to me seemed very odd, but at the same time, being as naive as I was at the time, I didn't really realize this only meant something bad was going to happen. I sat there as still as possible for a moment, trying to listen as closely as I can. I just can't seem to hear anything aside from the slight breeze through the leaves. Then, as quickly as the silence came, an eruption of noise came from the other end of the roof. For a bit more detail, we had a metal roof at the time, making it very easy to hear when things walk on the roof. It sounded like something had landed on the opposite end of the roof. I looked over there, but I could see nothing. This, of course, left me rather unnerved, and my first thought was to exit the situation. Before panicking fully, I remember it could be my brothers messing with me, since surely they would have given up on looking for me by now. I opened up my window and called my brothers. They both ran up the stairs shouting and complaining that the roof was off limits. As my oldest brother got to me, I asked him if he had been messing with me and making noises on the roof. He, of course, denied this and wanted to come up and investigate. So he and I slowly make our way to the middle of the roof and listen for a moment. Everything went quiet around us as it had earlier. At this point, I was already on the edge and ready to karate chop a demon in the neck if I had to. We hear what sounds like a pounding noise on the far end of the roof in the opposite direction of where we were standing. After what I think was three sets of six pounding noises, it charged us. Well, I think it did anyway. It sounded like hooves were running on the metal roof, but the only issue was, we couldn't see a thing. The entire roof was clear, aside from us, that is, but somehow we were hearing these footsteps. It quickly approached us and began running circles around us. I held my arms out trying to see if I could feel anything, but I couldn't. The weirdest part of it all, though, was that I could feel the vibrations of the footsteps around us, but could not see or feel anything in the air. These footsteps circled us for what seemed like many minutes, but probably was no more than a minute or so at most. It suddenly stopped circling us, and we could hear the steps trail off the roof and disappear into thin air. We quickly ran inside and locked the windows and doors and huddled up inside, freaked the hell out. This is just one of the many creepy stories I have had in this cabin. As I said at the start of this write-up, if you guys would like me to share more stories, I will gladly do so. This story was about 3 or 4 years ago. My cousins were at my house for a get-together. We were in my den playing Call of Duty and different games when we saw the light outside turn on. Then we heard some hooves hitting the pavement on the ground outside. I thought it was a good idea to go outside and investigate. We checked around the house, and then we just went back inside, so later on that night we forgot all about it. It was around 3 a.m., and we heard it again, so we checked outside the kitchen window. We had some flashlights pointing outside, and my cousin Austin shined the light to my little barn house. So when he shined the light over there, we saw the glare of two eyes staring right back at us. My cousin ran back, screaming, freaked out. Me and my cousin Austin went outside. We saw this creature with tall legs and long devil horns. It ran after us as we ran into the house. We saw the creature as good as day. It was tall, devilish, and very fast. It was on its feet. When we ran back to the den, we shut the door and locked it. The light never turned off all night long. I believe I saw the goat man that night. Thanks for listening to these creepy and unexplained stories sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this show going. If you enjoyed these stories, please hit that like button as it does help me out a ton. If you're new to the swamp, why not join us? Subscribe and turn on notifications to never miss a new video. I upload them almost every single day, and all things natural and supernatural. If you're not aware, you can download your favorite Swamp Dweller Scary Stories on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and just about everywhere else you listen to podcasts. If you guys made it all the way to the end, I have a question for you. What do you find more scary, a haunting or a cryptid encounter? Let me know in the comments down below. I'd love to know. I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.